Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Never have I ever had a father.
The wheel buzzed, okay? I wasn't gonna go in the lane. Dog humping leg.
Hey, real quick, what's the difference between garlic parmesan sauce and Alfredo sauce?
Garlic is better.
I'm ordering a pizza.
That's crazy. All right, I'm gonna get cozy. Hold up.
Ooh, Pear's ordering a pizza for the sleepover.
Yeah. Are you gonna order one for like everyone?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, how many pizzas are you ordering? Seven.
Seven. One for each of us.
Seven.
Dude, that actually, if a pizza rocks up at my door, dude, I'm gonna be so stoked. I'll love you forever, man. I will get. If there's a tattoo at my door, if you can find my address and send me a pizza, I will tattoo code Pear on my forehead.
All right, guys.
Actually, no, make sure you can't need my address. No, actually,
no. Guys, make the top comment Bundun's address.
Oh my god.
Crazy, actually.
Dude, can you even like order a pizza from like out of state? Like, can I call an Australian Pizza Hut?
Yeah, of course.
That's wild.
I can order a pizza to your house right now.
Address is nearby. You know?
I can order a pizza to your house too. Bam.
Is that a threat?
Wait. What if we? Hold on. Wait. Push his fingers together. What if we all order each other pizza?
Yeah.
That's a pizza episode, dude.
I can order. I have Bam's address, so I can order a pizza to his house.
Do you reckon it will get in Australia? It won't get here in time. It's going to be so long. You have to literally like go across like kangaroos, like just seas of kangaroos to get here. So it's always delayed. And I'm not even joking.
Do you have kangaroo pizza over there?
Probably, yeah. I think you probably can get it. Pizza.
I can
Where's
see
my
it.
Phone?
We should probably explain what we're doing today. So we're doing. So. We're doing a sleepover, of course, but we're breaking it up into multiple sections. We're going to treat it like an actual sleepover. There's going to be, we're going to do some Never Have I Evers, maybe some charades, maybe some Pictionary, see how we feel. Maybe we talk about boys. I don't know.
And then the episode will end with me and Bundun snuggling together.
Okay. I don't know.
But make sure to watch until the end. Watch until the end.
Yeah, I tell you why, because I'm going to be painting my nails the whole time and I'm not revealing it until the end. I don't know what else you guys, I don't think if anyone, anyone bring their props that we're meant to bring or some kind of thing?
I just kind of got this set up. I don't have any.
I have
so
zero
much.
Props.
Dude,
I wasn't even supposed to be here.
I got three things. Hold on, let me hit record on my camera real quick. I got like three things of nail polish and like a lamp. I'm set for this.
Yeah, you got the setup. You got the 30-60 of nail polish, or I guess 40-60 of nail polish. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
So much.
I just have stuffed animals.
I'm here with my Kirby conglomerate, and we're chilling here. Mm. For those who watched the Secret Santa episode, here he is right there.
What a guy.
By the way, is it called nail polish?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Because I asked my mom, and I didn't know what to ask. I said, do you have paint nail thing? And she's like, what are you talking about?
Paint nails are crazy.
And she eventually worked it out. So I just worked out it was nail polish today.
All right, what are we starting with, Anna?
We're going to go around and do some Never Have I Evers. So, we're going to do five fingers, and then whenever you lose your five fingers, you'll do a dare, and then you can restart.
Wait.
Okay, I know how to man.
Ohana means family. Family means no one gets left behind.
Does anyone have a good Never Have I Ever to start with?
All right. I'll run it.
This is my finger.
After C dot, should we just go clockwise after C dot in the Discord?
Wait, don't clocks like spin the other way in Australia?
No, think so.
True.
It's like our toilets. Our toilets flush the other way and our clocks go the other
way. Let's just go alphabetical.
Okay, anyway,
let's go C dot then alphabetical.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. All right. Never have
Alphabet's
I ever.
Alphabet's different though in Australia too.
Here, that's true. Never have I ever snuck out of home.
Ooh, that's a cute one. What do you do? Wait, if I haven't, I put it down? Or if I have,
if
I put
you
it
have,
up?
You put one down.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I put a half finger down because I don't remember.
I don't have a reason.
What's the story?
I don't actually remember. I just know Asian parents, man. You just, if you're an Asian kid, you understand.
Wait, your parents were Asian?
Well, my dad is. And that's, yeah.
No, are you like, mixed? Are you mixed?
Yeah, I'm mixed. I'm half, I said this on my stream the other day. I'm half Maltese, half Chinese in ethnicity.
Wait,
Maltese,
you have a dad?
Like as in Malta? Sorry.
Did you say, wait, you have a dad?
No.
What? Dude, this is not the bully episode. It's the sleepover. Yeah. Let's be friends and kind together. No,
never have I ever had a father.
Next, never have I ever. Who's next?
Never have I ever been to American Pizza Hut.
Oh, my God.
There you go. I cannot think of one. I have been like rotting.
You know, they have like, they have like sit down Pizza Huts as well.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, they do.
I thought all Pizza Huts were sit down, at least in the good frozen land of Canada.
Dana just lives in California. No, yeah, well, they're in America.
Okay, so Pizza Hut was originally a sit-down restaurant, and then over the years, as like pizza ordering became more popular, they closed down a lot of like the dining rooms. So
they closed a lot, but they still exist.
Yeah, somewhere, but yeah, they're pretty rare now.
Yeah, they're like they're rare.
Yeah, that's why you'll see a lot of, fun fact for the audience, that's why you'll see a lot of, like, massive Pizza Huts that are, like, super empty, and it's, like, really confusing when you go in there sometimes, and it's just because they used to have chairs and stuff, and now they don't.
Crazy. Interesting factoid. Alright, who's next?
Bundan.
I think Bundan, it's you, yeah.
Never have I ever lied in a YouTube video.
Bundan, you gotta put down a finger, too.
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't know if I've lied. I've just stretched the truth a little bit.
Hold up.
That's lying. No, That's called lying.
You want to? No, you know what? I've lied. Ooh, dude, I've lied a million times about the Toon Turf release date. How about that?
Okay, that counts, but is there anything else? Anyone have like a good lie? Like a specific video or something you can like call back to where you're like, I actually extended the truth a lot.
Okay, here's what I did. So one of the first videos I made that like kind of blew me up was watching Bluey. And, I did watch the show. I just want to start with that, but I kind of exaggerated it. I didn't watch it all in one sitting, and for some of the B-roll, fun fact by the way, my face is actually in that video. So for some of the B-roll, I was just straight up watching an anime.
I remember the time lapse of like you watch it. Yeah,
Serial Experiments Lane, and I was just watching.
Dude,
it on
that's actually
another.
Wait, that's actually. That's actually good.
It's
that
peak.
Anime.
It's like, peak.
I've never heard that in my entire life.
That is
so
good.
But I was just watching it because I needed some B-roll, and I'm like, I didn't really want to watch like more Bluey. So, yeah, I kind of exaggerated a bit, but like, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I'm Joe, have you ever lied in a speed run of a short?
Like, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, all of this are facts, right? Like, straight up facts that, you know, that exist in the world. But there was an April Fool's episode. And in one of the shorts that I speedran, there was a question. Would you ever smash or date, I don't know, Tatsumaki from One Punch Man?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And I said no, because April Fool's, right? I was just doing like the reversal of every single answer. Yeah, that was a lie. So, I guess one figured down, dude. One figure down. All
right.
I've probably accidentally lied in a couple shorts.
I'm at four. Bam, you got
a
perfect track record.
I really don't think I've lied. I don't think I've lied. All right.
Dano, you go. What's yours?
I love your feet. I mean, you know, them.
Yeah.
The movement that you're doing.
Never mind. Dano, I've got one if you want for you, if you don't have one on your head.
Is it Toon Turf related?
No.
What is it?
No, it's not you lying. I'm talking about the next Never Have I Ever.
Oh, okay.
Unless you have a good question.
I'm thinking. You can go. Yeah, you can go. I'll wait.
I've already gone, though. Right. Someone else can go. I just got a backup if someone needs.
Oh my god.
I can figure one out. I can figure one out. Hold on, hold on.
You got 10 seconds, Dano. Something you've never done that you think some of us have.
Never have I ever learned to ride a bike.
Okay, okay.
That's only you, Doug.
Dano, you don't know how to...
Yeah, exactly. That's the point of the game. You try to get everybody else to put down a finger.
You don't know how
so are you in three now, Dano?
Dano.
I'm still in three, yeah.
Wait, so if genuinely if I, you don't know how to...
If I know how to ride a bike, then I put it down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry.
Wait, so
I know how to ride a bike.
If I lied, do I keep it up?
What do you mean if you lied?
I removed the finger. I removed a finger because I did lie, but I think that was
yeah,
not...
So then, well, if you did lie in a video, then you put the finger down.
The rules of never have I ever is you have to say something you've never done, and if anyone else in the room has done it, they put a finger down, and the goal is to not get out. So you could try to target people with them to try to get them to put down a finger, and then when you run out of fingers, you do a dare.
Yeah, like for example, if I wanted to get Joe out, I would say never have I ever needed heart medication because I'm elderly. And then Joe would have to put down a finger. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. Okay.
Dude, Pear putting the E on his screen for a second had me dead.
Dano, next time we all meet up, we're getting a bike.
I have tried multiple times.
We're getting you to ride a bike, all right?
Listen, I have tried multiple times, and I've gotten
was
is
anyone
I could,
helping you?
Yes. First was my best friend in high school. And
Terrible teacher.
No, okay, the first time was my mom, but then the bike fell on top of me, and then I gave up forever because I was scarred. The second time was my best friend. His name is Javon. He's the best. And he tried helping me ride the bike in high school, and I got 20 feet, and I couldn't turn, and I fell over. And then the third time was with Leia, and the same thing happened. I can ride it for a good 20 feet.
You just can't turn, but you can ride a bike.
No, I can ride it for 20 feet with a big push.
Do you not find it concerning that you can drive a car that can kill people, but you can't ride a bike?
Yeah.
Bundan, you should already know that it's bad that I can drive a car, okay? I literally should not have passed my test. I got the max score that I shouldn't have. Oh, yeah, bam, tell the story of what happened when you were here.
I have been driven by Dano many a time, and I can say there was one time where we all almost died. That's one time.
The wheel buzzed, okay? I wasn't going to go in the lane. I swear. I was not going
to
go in the lane. But listen, the car pulled up out of nowhere, all right? Listen, it was not my fault.
The many times, by the way, is literally Bam recently went to the U.S. and it was for, one week?
Yeah.
It was a week and a half.
Like a week and a half.
And Dad nearly killed you.
Yeah, Bam, did you have a better time with me or with Bundan?
Wow, dude.
That's
a competition.
Who is the better driver?
No. Hold on. Wait.
Did I ever try to kill you, Bam? Did I ever try to kill you?
That is true, but I never tried to kill me. So
I didn't try. I was just going to. I wasn't going to try.
It's not a fair comparison. I was with Bundan for like less than 48 hours.
He's dodging the question because we went to Disneyland together, so...
Yeah, and he almost killed him. Just remember that, okay?
Yeah, but then he got to see Michael Mouse.
Yeah, in his coffin, dude.
They don't get a license.
Uh-huh. Sorry, you got f***ing killed, huh? All right. Joe, what's yours?
All right. Might be a controversial one. Never have I ever peed in the shower or a swimming pool or an aqua park.
Never peed in the shower.
I will not specify which one.
I got two.
Dude,
I will specify.
Peeing in the shower makes you makes you a good person. You're saving water.
The shower is like, you know, I think that's pretty normal.
That's saving the environment, Joe. We should all be peeing and pooping in the shower.
Okay, not pooping.
We're not waffle stomping here, okay?
That was a
Does anyone know what a waffle stomp
is? Existed. I forgot that word existed.
Waffle stomp is where you poop on the drain.
What about
you poop on the drain and then you have to stomp it down?
That was a Ryan Higa quote, dude. I stole that joke. Peeing and pooping in the shower.
I've peed in a pool, like, but younger. I don't do anymore. Not anymore.
How old
are
you?
Yeah,
I don't know, bro. Like,
what if it's like a fun? Hear me out. What if it's a cold pool and you want to like warm yourself up?
No.
Dude, I would never do it.
When I was like four, I would do this thing where it's like I'd jump in the pool and be like, hey, I found a hot spot. Come over here. And it would work every time.
Could someone fan art this? If someone's drawing right now.
Nobody draws pissing in the pool.
You know that one image? Just kid Dan peeing in the pool. Like everyone like in the pool, like laughing and pointing. It's just all of us and then Dano's on the outside just straight pissing in the pool.
No one draw this. Can we instead draw like me on a mountain as a knight or something? Let's do that instead of me pissing in the pool, dude.
Pissing in the pool is so funny.
I need some advice. I stuck my hand in like the nail lamp. I don't know how long I'm supposed to keep it in here for. I don't want to burn my hand off.
Okay, you're not gonna burn your hand off. It's gel. I don't know. I'd probably leave it in for at least 10 minutes.
Skibbity.
How long do I wait for my nails to dry? I'm nearly done.
Blow on it. And then...
Oh, wait. Yeah.
You're not sucking a dick. Like, you can... like...
That's... You're gonna blow all the
just lightly.
The PSI is incredible, frankly.
And then yours is just regular polish, right? I'd also do that for 5 to 10 minutes.
What? Blowing for 5 to 10 minutes?
Well, you don't have to, but it's gonna make it go faster. You can just leave it to dry. Are you doing another coat, or are you just leaving it like that?
I don't know. I have to use my left hand for my right hand, and
just be careful.
Bundun, how does it feel? You're gonna be playing Rainbow Six with painted nails and slay the competition.
Really funny. I look disgusting looking at these, and not because of like painted nails, just because I've done a horrible job.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm massive in my phone.
Hold on, wait.
I got a bunch of like gel on my fingers, and
that's
like,
okay.
If I see a single piece of fan art of me pissing in the pool, by the way, Toon Turf is not coming out until 2050.
I'll PSA grade it put it behind if you do.
To cure gel nails, you're gonna need a UV LED curing lamp. Typically, the curing time for gel nails is around 30 seconds. So I'm a big fat liar.
Oh, I kept it in there for like double that.
Oh, that's fine.
That's crazy.
Just don't touch your nails for a bit.
Oh,
let them full. Just don't touch your nails.
Okay.
Can I drink coffee?
I got one for you, Pear, if you need backup.
Let me hear yours.
Never have I ever kissed someone of the same sex.
I've never done that, so.
Dano?
Yeah, what?
Explain. Explain, please.
I really don't have a justification for this. It was a joke. You know, it was like one of those joke things. You go to sleep over.
Did you enjoy it? Did you like it?
Oh, I got one. Okay, I'm doing a real one.
I just don't like kissing that much.
I'm just gonna go again.
It's never been my thing. So
yeah, go again.
We'll do snake order. You know what that means?
Nah.
So the person that basically we go in reverse now, and the person at the end goes twice in a row.
Nah, I want to hear.
We should do a new bit though. We should do a new segment. We gotta do Never Have I Ever the whole.
All right, my thing is never have I ever bought or purchased a body pillow.
What about for someone else? Does that count?
No,
I bought one, but it doesn't have a case on it. Does that?
That counts. Everything counts, dude.
I just wanted it. I just wanted to like have a big pillow because mine always fell off.
No.
I just look at the background of Joe's screen.
Okay. I was forced into it, all right?
Is that Yai Miko?
I'm changing out my headphone battery so I won't be able to hear
Joe?
Anyone.
Do you still have my body pillow? Like, where is it?
It's next to me on my bed. What do you mean?
Actually?
What do you mean?
Dude, I'll be so proud of you if that's the case.
I mean, it warms me up at night, all right? Let's just leave it at that.
I'm so proud. Good work, Bundane pillow clone of myself. You're doing a good job.
Well, it's not only you, you know, like it's also like, okay, it's
which
you
side
in the
has
face.
A body
it's
pillow.
You in the face and the personality, but the body.
All right. Next one.
Anna.
Who's at? We're all at two, right? No, Dana.
I'm at one.
I'm at one. Anna, what's
okay,
yours?
Okay, Dana, blend on.
I didn't know.
Better not
playing.
Be some bullshit like the rafters or whatever.
Just give us one Yo. To end with. Let's go one more to end with. Let's see if you can get anyone.
Never have I ever asked someone out on a date.
What? Well, damn, but what? Like, what?
So if we've done that, we put it down.
So now what? Now I have no fingers left.
Yeah, Bundan and I are out.
There you go.
All right, then you all do dares now.
All right, what's that?
Anna, like what do you mean you've never asked somebody out? How many boyfriends or dates have you gone on? They've always asked you out? Why?
That's crazy.
I asked a girl for her number once, but I've never asked someone on a date.
I kind of believe you because the guy's supposed to do that, I think.
No, but like
they're not okay.
But I've had
Anna.
I've,
you don't give the vibes of like you don't give the vibes of like the person that's like.
Oh, I'm a coward. If I like someone, I have to hope they like me enough to ask me.
Yeah, I feel okay. That.
Crazy.
Asking out people, asking out people's scary.
Yeah.
That's why that's actually one of the annoying
why?
Things about being a guy. It's scary. When you get rejected,
it's not that scary. They say no. Oh well.
I know that's good advice, but I'm just saying the
and
reality is
like,
it's a bit nerve-wracking.
But a 10 out of 10? Oh.
No, I've asked out. I've been rejected, let's see, 3 times. One of them changed their mind later. But two of them, it was just because you don't know them that well. And it was like, dude, looking back on it, like, yeah, of course they were going to say no. We barely knew each other. It's weird asking somebody out that you barely know. But then on the other side of the coin, if it's like you're friends with somebody, how many times have I been asked out? Like probably like
never
twice.
Have I ever been rejected.
Have you not been rejected?
I haven't.
I don't think I
have. That is so funny, dude. Like, just saying that like an absolute rizzler and you're just a
well,
stupid
I do,
with
I,
a fucking sleeping cat, bro. Like
to be fair, I've been through like 10 people, so like
yeah,
there's
yeah,
a margin
yeah, that's
there.
The other thing. Like to be fair, like I've only shot my shot like 3 times and it's only been like you know, I don't go around like Dano trying to fuck everyone. No, I'm kidding.
I was a whore in high school.
Do you guys? Do you guys have in America like a? We have a schoolies. Like when you finish school, everyone like goes to like some place. Like everyone in all. Okay, when everyone finishes school in Australia, there's like 3 cities you all go to at the same time, and there's like an event, and it's like every Australian kid who has just graduated goes there. Like it's not just like my school. It's like every single kid. Do you guys have that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I do not. No.
Yeah, I definitely speed ran getting rejected when I went to that. Many times.
How many times have you been rejected, Bundan?
Well, does that count? Because like, they're just like hookups. They're not like, you know,
right,
asking someone out on a date.
Do y'all
how many
prom?
Times, wait, Bundan, how many times
Australia?
Have you f***ed?
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, dude, you can't answer that shit.
No,
dude, just you, man. You're the only
hey,
one.
Hey, Bundan, in Australia, do they have like prom?
Yeah. We have like
dude,
okay,
that would have been
we
good,
have
never have I ever
stuff.
Did.
Now, question for everyone else: do y'all know what homecoming is?
Yeah.
No, I don't no. actually. I've heard it. I know the Kanye West song.
Spider-Man.
So, yeah.
So I think it's a thing. I think it's a thing in America for like most high schools, but
yeah, I had
like,
it too.
In Texas, it's unbelievably like a big deal.
Oh yeah, because like football. And everything,
I want
yeah.
Anna. I want you to can you show like Texas homecoming mums
yeah.
like MUM. They are people basically. So basically, when you ask out someone to homecoming, you get them a mum. They get you like another like thing to put on your shoulder, and you wear it to school. And these things are fucking massive, dude.
Hold on, wait. Have you guys ever done like fancy prom asks or homecoming asks or whatever?
Yeah, I did.
I want to see.
My
I want to show you guys
school
mine.
Banned them.
Why? What? Why? What'd you do?
I don't know. They just hate fun.
What did
also,
you do,
I
Cena?
Cannot watch. It wasn't me, but I cannot reach. So can someone visually describe what is?
Yep. What yeah. Is hold on. There's a big cock on the screen. Very bulbous.
Sick.
Anna, Anna. The second Anna started screen sharing, it's just a bunch of gay porn, dude. I'm kidding. Can you censor that, please?
That looks average to me, man. I'm gonna be honest.
What? That's average? It's 10 feet long, Bundan. How's that dude. Average?
What the f*** is a feet? That's what
yeah,
C-Dot has. C-Dot.
Hey,
sure, okay.
Let me, here, huh? I'm gonna,
what
I'll open
C-Dot
this.
Dogs?
I'll open the image and I'll put it on my OBS. Look.
C-Dot
look.
Feet.
Wait, yeah, can I see? I want to see
these
guys
are
as,
these are the mums. Look how big they are.
Yeah.
They have, like, giant fucking cowbells. And
oh, that's cool.
By the way, this is just a random image on Google. I don't know these.
When
people.
You wait, what do you mean? These are the? Are you saying the mums? Like,
yeah, that's what these are called. You the wear ribbons, these to school. They're on homecoming and like they're loud as f.
That's pretty cool.
Giant ribbons. That's neat. I guess you know some okay. little.
See, Dot, if you had a homecoming, what was the sports team?
It was just whatever my high school yeah. like sports team was.
All right, hold on. Hockey? I want to see what your guys is
One Piece.
What your guys' homecoming asks were. I'm grabbing a couple of mine right now, but I want to see like if
I didn't.
Did, like,
I went to high school stuff. In China. We didn't have homecoming.
Yeah, I didn't have homecoming.
For me, it was just like.
Did you never do like those? You guys yeah, never I don't did, like, understand the big what it is. Posters though, like the poster.
Yeah, I did a poster, Deno.
I want to see. I want to see. Send it.
Right, Deno.
I don't have it.
Explain
I got it
real quick.
That was
right,
long
so,
ago.
Yeah, yeah. So for homecoming, it's a dance. It's just like it's like prom. You guys, do you guys know what prom is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much just like a baby prom. That's pretty much all it is. For homecoming, it has to do with football, the football season, like the homecoming game is whatever, and that's when it dictates when your homecoming is. But for prom, at least from where I am, for prom, homecoming, winter formal, we had winter formal where the girls asked the guys. You
winter
always
formal, huh?
Yeah, wow. You always do like a like that. An ask, like you do like a like you make a poster or you put candles out or something. And I had some pretty good ones. I'm not gonna lie. I had let's see. I asked.
Dennis, you're like,
no, dude.
Please,
you know what
please.
Happened? Oh my gosh. Okay, so there was this girl I dated high school freshman year, and she asked me to winter formal. And it was actually like a really good ask. At first, she was going to do a Pokemon one, which is dumb because I've never played Pokemon. She was going to just throw me a Pokeball and be like, I choose you for homecoming.
What?
But then I told her my favorite game. And so she made like a companion cube from Portal and said, would you be my companion to homecoming? Oh,
that's
really
actually
kind
of hype.
Yeah, it would have been hype if she like invented the actual portal gun and like just like teleported.
That would have
been,
dude, yes.
Bought, like the, what is it? The big like... replica thing they have and just like
yeah
the replica little gun brought it but don't take it
so there, Dan, that was one
anyone know mine
yeah send it
look it's so fucking
I have a couple,
stupid
so I keep going
so I literally did this meme into a poster and the bottom one I forgot what it was but the bottom was like going to prom with me or going to homecoming I
that's
forgot what
peak
it was.
Though no that's
yeah,
peak.
It was awesome
I love that
because so it was someone with like yeah she had like so good humor bad.
It's
it
better
funny.
Than like yeah it's well like a lot of the posters end up being cringe like they're like
yes.
you know like
they try
yeah.
too hard
exactly so speaking of trying too hard I did try too hard because I wanted to show off so look at this hold on I had to censor everybody's faces which is why it took me a minute but I made 6 posters and I made a giant poem that I put on it and it was Marvel theme because she loved Marvel and so it go hold on but like it says hold on there are 14 million ways this could go but I could do this all day this is right after Endgame came out but okay. if you would let me be the strange to your wonder guardian of a galaxy and the mischief to your thunder the suit of iron around your world and the shield to your cap whatever it went like for a long time we went mm-hmm. as friends too
wait
like, this wasn't even a romantic
yeah
thing.
I was gonna
I
say
cause
why does it say love because I was gonna say you know I asked my the person I went to prom with as like a friend and
yeah.
you have like love on it what the f-
Well, this was a friend. This was a yeah. I asked her as a friend. Later, I found out she liked me like more than that, which was unfortunate because I didn't.
Bro,
I didn't
you
see
gave
it.
Her mixed signals. Oh, that's
dude,
so
you,
messed
you,
up.
You really
terrible.
You
stop here, bro.
Terrible.
Dude.
Look at that hug as well.
I genuinely thought that we were just going as friends. It was terrible, whatever. But what ended up happening, she found an amazing guy, and I vouched for her. It was great. Anyway, but listen, like a business reference. Jeez. No, but so that one was bad. That one was bad because we were going as friends, and I wanted to put a bunch of effort to like show off. They were doing a competition. If you had the best ask, you get front of the line passes for homecoming, so you don't have to wait. So that's what the deal with that one was.
Did you
also
win?
She was just a cool friend. I did win.
okay, then it was worth.
Do we want to do the dares?
Wait, who lost? Yes, hold on, who lost? Bundun.
Bundun and
I lost and Dana.
And Dana.
How about we have to do the charades as the dare?
Okay.
Wait. Really quick, last one. The last ask that I got to do was.
Dana, we're moving on from this topic, man. I've seen
Dana, you
hug
cool,
someone,
look.
Write a love sign.
No, look, I made a paper.
Oh, it's Leia. Okay.
Yeah. No, I made a paper mache or not a paper mache. Origami like Pascal mm-hmm. from Tangled, and I made like a real lantern from Tangled. It was like, dude, I'm so proud of you.
Majestic hair. What happened?
Yeah, I know. Dude.
Are you balding?
He started making YouTube shorts.
Really sad.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah,
but I made like 20 of those. I made 20 of those lanterns, and I wrote like a whole poem on the back of it. I'm keeping that private because it's a thing between me and her. But yeah, anyway. All right, I'm done.
Dana, can I see your hairline?
My hairline?
That's your dad.
It's right here.
Okay, it's
not bad.
It's fine.
I have a widow's.
It's fine for now.
I have a widow's.
But Dana, you are white. Dana, you're white, so you're gonna start balding.
Yeah, it's 5 years. Yeah, 5 years from now. Dana,
I'm gonna be looking like Joe in 2 years.
That's why. That's why I'm dying at 30 because I don't want to be bald.
Ouch. C-Dot. But
charades. No, in terms of hair, charades. Nothing else, because I will never be able to match.
So I will DM Bundun a charade prompt first, and then when he's done, I'll do Dano. And also, if you don't want to lose your hair, start using rosemary water.
What is rosemary water?
Noted.
It's what it sounds like. It's rosemary and water. Scrub that into your roots. You can also do oil, but don't do oil too much because it might clog your roots, especially if
you have thinner
hair.
Is that like church
water? I'm not. No. It's rosemary.
Is it getting? I don't want to be bald.
I'm not fucking with you. This is an actual thing. Like, other than taking, like, you know, the obvious medicine for it, like, if you actually, like, start rubbing rosemary water into your roots every day, like, you will see, like, stimulated growth in areas that you didn't see growth before.
Can
like,
I put
that,
it
like,
on my face and grow a beard?
Maybe.
Wait, do Asian people
Why don't you know? Them? Why don't you know, Anna? You had such very a majestic ready. Beard last episode.
Yeah,
what the
with,
hell?
Hispanics. Hispanics don't bald, dude. Really, at all. Yeah.
Anna had such a majestic beard last week when she was impersonating Johnny, dude. What the hell? Why don't
yeah,
you
Johnny's
know about
famously
beard
my beard.
Let's charades. I'm ready.
Let's do it. Wait, seriously, though. It says room. Rosemary water spray. What is that what I'm looking for?
Bundun, you know what you should do? Okay. You should do what you do in your shorts, where like you try to charade.
Is that what we're doing?
Do a charade of like a video game, and we have to guess.
Well, let's see. Just give me just
no,
surprise
Anna
me.
Gave
let
him,
me see.
Did Anna? Did you give him his prompt?
Yeah. Oh,
all
right, what?
Here we go. I'm ready.
Okay, that's easy. That's easy.
Okay.
You have to be silent, Bundun. You have to be silent.
I know. Okay, I'm shutting the fuck up now.
All right. Let me I gotta see myself.
All right. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Anna, how hard is it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Edge.
Okay. All right, are we ready? apology video. YouTube apology video.
Toxic gossip train.
Yeah, all right, that, give me more. Yeah. This is too easy. We're goats. Dang. We're the goats.
Did I get it right? Okay. Wait, what was it?
Toxic gossip train is correct.
Oh.
I thought it was
I thought you were masturbating.
Okay, man. What's next, Anna? I'm ready.
Oh, boy. I didn't think this far ahead.
Just give me anything.
You didn't think we'd get it that
anything.
Fast?
Okay.
My pizza's going to arrive really soon.
That's hard. Okay.
That's what she said.
Not too.
Just like me when I see you.
All right. One word.
Uh-huh.
Sex.
Lock in is two words.
Lock in is two words. Focus. Dano.
Belt.
Belt. Is it belt? Gosh, damn
belt.
It.
Okay, clear.
All right, clear it. Cap, unscrew, tighten, lock.
Locking
lock?
In.
Unlock.
Is it lock? Is it just lock?
Locked.
Unlocked, unscrew.
Is that what it is?
A lock. Are you saying a lock? A locket?
Like the lock hole. Yeah, lock
yes.
hole.
Like a padlock?
Yes. Lock it.
Locket is a necklace. Locket is a necklace.
Lock it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyway, we got it.
Fair.
Okay.
All right. Wait, can I do the next one, Anna? Can I send Bundun the next one?
Yeah, you can send me one if you want.
Okay.
Why am I? I'm the... Okay. Okay.
But I'm also going to send you one more, okay?
I'm not doing it.
Also, audio listeners, you're on your own.
Yeah. Oh, Panda is dancing around like an idiot.
Bro, no one's going to get that.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
I bet it's One Piece.
C-Dot, you will get this.
Oh, God.
Xenoblade 3.
One Piece.
Chronicles, whatever the...
Okay.
Hold on,
anime,
see.
One
okay,
Piece.
Headphones are off.
Gun. Call of Duty.
Gun. Okay.
Gun. Shoot.
Persona. Around.
Kangaroo.
It's a game me and Bundun play, I'll say that.
Smash. Melee? Is this Melee right
Fox!
Now?
Fox! It's Fox McCloud! Is it Falco?
Am I seeing Falco doing Falco. Short hop laser right now? Is that what's happening?
Hold on, stop.
Okay.
What is he saying?
Oh.
Wave dashing. Is it wave dashing?
No.
Wait, that was... Wait.
Elephant. Elephant.
Is it that one taunt? Is this Falco's down taunt? Is that what you're doing right now?
No, you're so close. It's not his down taunt. It's a move.
Oh, it's down smash. My bad.
Down B.
Down
B.
Smash.
He got it.
That counts. Yes.
Is down smash. Falco's down smash from Super
Smash.
That's
wild. That's a wild.
That's literally what I. Right. The fact that you got it is crazy, dude.
Yeah. I know my moves.
Right. Dude, how many more do you want to do? Does anyone else want to go? Do you want to go see Dano to charade?
I was going to say, because isn't it supposed to be Dano because he also got out? Or
yeah.
We just
Dano, you're up. Dude.
Get up.
Okay.
Send it, Dano. Is it 3-3? Are we doing threes?
I guess so.
Sure.
Dano, I'm going to send one to you, okay?
Sounds good.
It's just the one deep cut.
I'll do Anna's first. Anna's first.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Guys. We call him Sleepy Joe for a reason.
That's really funny. What? Oh!
All right, good morning.
My gracious angel
easy.
From the heavens, Joe.
Anna, this is easy. All right, here, guys, ready? Ready?
Yeah. One word.
One word.
Mewing.
A small screen iPhone.
Photograph. Photo. Picture.
Frame. This is frame.
Zoom. Are you zooming in?
I love it. This is easy, and he's just doing the stupidest things ever, man. Okay,
snap.
Click.
A snap.
Thanos.
Click. Thanos.
Is it like a Nintendo Switch or something?
Movie. Avengers.
Movie. Film.
Avengers.
Okay. Avengers.
Infinity War. Infinity
Endgame.
Gauntlet.
Endgame. Yeah, Endgame.
Endgame. Endgame. Endgame. Easy.
What? Is, what was this? Good.
There's a movie. I was saying movie.
No, you suck,
that is
dude.
The worst.
You got it. You fucking got it. So am I that bad?
Okay, do mine, dude. Okay, right, Dano, do mine next.
Right,
okay.
Here we go. Oh, this is easy too. Yeah, you give me easy ones.
No,
right. Ready?
Okay. Nah, they're not gonna get it.
Shorts.
Okay, so is that film but vertical? That's what I'm getting at right now. So it's a film.
Mewing.
He sucks, dude. Mewing. He sucks, dude. Dano sucks.
Is this hitting the subscribe button?
This is the worst way.
This is
no.
So what the
inhale.
Inhaling?
This is the worst.
You look like a walrus.
Wait.
Sniffing your phone.
Yeah, here we go.
Is it a Minecraft villager? No way.
Yeah, he got it.
That's a good idea.
Wait, how was that? Started with the arms, all right?
Yeah,
I was doing the nose. I was doing his block nose, dude.
All right, Dano, I have another one for you.
All right.
I sent you one too, but pick which one you want to do.
Just do bun-duns and I'll give the prompt to someone else.
All right. I can't use the things in my room, right? I have to.
Yeah.
Just yourself.
All right.
I can give a different one if you want.
No, I'm good.
This one's kind of hard. I can't say it.
All right. Okay,
wait, do it again?
Mewing. Oh.
Kissing? Making out.
Is it?
Smashing.
I'm
making out with the
boss.
You're
not giving us a lot to work with.
Uh-oh.
Why do you have that on your desk?
I love that I know what this is. And let me tell you, Dano is throwing.
Oh.
Okay, you're
like
a woman,
hair? Are you
female
like
woman?
Hair?
Question mark.
So he's a woman right now. He's a
or
woman.
Call?
Marriage.
Oh, like the first kiss, marriage.
Honeymoon.
like
this is hard, dude. This is a hard one.
Doctor disrespect.
The bride.
Huh?
What do you mean I'm throwing, Bundan? How would I do this better?
I don't know, dude. But you somehow figured out how to throw. I believe though, Dad. You got this.
What is that?
P is that plus P.
P?
D. D.
C?
D.
C?
Plus?
D plus.
L. D L. What?
Oh,
D
God.
Plus L.
Dano
plus
love?
Leia. Dano plus Leia.
It's Leia. It's Leia. The answer is Leia.
Yeah. Leia.
Dude, that was so hard. That was so hard. That was so hard, dude. I feel like if I could have used the stuff in my room, there's a picture of us that she painted right here.
That's boring. I like that creativity though. That was good.
Yeah.
I mean, dude,
I just have a whole roll of toilet paper here. Dude, I've been blowing my nose so much. Look at this.
Okay, guys, right. The pizza arrived. Give me 2 minutes. I'm going to be back.
Dude, I've been blowing my nose so much, dude. Oh my God.
The Freudian slip is real there.
That's crazy. I like how you just have the giant like box treasure chest of tissues right next to the good old, you know. You
know? Fan artist, draw Dano peeing in a pool next to a box of tissues. Use tissues.
If I see a single fan art of that, I am delaying Toon Turf to 2090. You guys will not see it until you're dead.
Up to by 40 years this time. That's crazy.
Yes.
Red Arrow, my favorite YouTuber.
I guess I would have to be next because okay. I'm the only other person.
I don't know. Bam has such a expressional. It's good
true.
Face.
What do you mean?
You have good face, Bam.
You're handsome, Bam.
Okay. What am I doing?
No, I'm Bam setting it to C-Dot.
Wait, by the way, Bam, has anybody ever told you look like a video game character after seeing you in real life? I'm curious.
No.
Keanu Reeves?
No, like a specific video game character.
No.
Okay. I got it. All right. Nah, here we go. I'm going to have to zoom out the cam for a bit.
I'm not doxing Bam's face.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think I remember you saying it, but I can't remember what
all
it was.
All right, ready? Are we all ready? This is okay. It's going to be a long setup, but payoff. All right.
Put your mic down.
I'm getting to that, Dano. Please have some patience, okay? All right.
I'm hot. I'm taking my clothes off.
Two words. Hot.
Sex. I'm guessing.
Sex. Sex.
Which kind of sex, Dano? It's two words. Green screen sex.
Are you actually whipping out a green screen here? Green?
Oh my god.
Okay, it's a long setup.
Okay. Green. Oh, this is so much better.
Key light. Key.
Podcast.
Johnny Razor.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my god.
There we go.
All right. One
more. You got a quick friend. Because right. Recording is short, and he's like green screening himself, and he's holding his microphone.
Yeah, I would have gotten that. Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, I sent a harder one. See that?
Okay, I'm here. I'm back.
Alrighty.
We missed you.
Thank you.
The real hard one to do would be like pair? Royal pair.
I don't know pair? What this is. I do not know what this is.
Look it up.
Do we know what it is?
C-Dot, okay. 1 second. Do you have a pink phone case?
It's Kirby.
It's Kirby.
Oh, I thought we had the same one, dude.
Dude, I have a pink iPhone. Like, the iPhone itself
it's
is
Kirby,
pink.
Dude.
Yeah. You do? I didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a light pink.
That's cool.
I have absolutely no idea how to do this. This is good.
Figure it out. Figure it out, man. All right.
Let's see.
Be better.
So, okay, this is going to be... It's going to be the rest of the podcast. All right, here we go.
Let's see. How many minutes do you have?
Ovulation. Oh, two words. I'm sorry.
Dude, you have really long fingers as well. Yeah, two words.
Wait, who's longer, right, mine or C-Dot?
Dude, you guys, what the hell?
Generally C-Dot.
C-Dot, we should have done the hand thing. We should have done the hand thing at VidCon where we like do like... You guys ever get those pick-me girls that are like, let's compare hand sizes?
You're interrupting. Okay. Anyways, C-Dot's now moment. Let's get to the actual thing. Also, shout outs to my Cuphead shirt I got from a wild GameStop. All right, here we go.
Two words.
Shaving your legs. Oiling thigh. Your legs. Oiling them up.
Walking?
Pikmin. Pikmin.
What?
Pikmin thigh. Calf.
Calf. Calf. Calf.
Achilles heel. Achilles heel.
Achilles tendon. Chopper.
Dog humping leg. Hobbits. Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Mauling.
Gastrocnemius. Mauling. That's the name of the muscle.
Mauling dog.
Oh my god, I got
like
it.
Like a dog humping your leg?
What is it?
Zach D. Films.
Yeah, Zach D. Films! Zach D. Films Why? Hook. A dog bite.
Dude, this sucks.
Chihuahua.
Dude, this sucks.
Is it an animal?
Shaving your legs.
Oil okay,
your legs?
It's an animal. It's some kind of animal. Freddy Fazbear biting your
calf. Oh, a Shih Tzu. A Shih Tzu. Is a Shih Tzu? Shih Tzu dog?
Pants?
Is it a video game character? Is it? So it's an animal. Hold on, we got this. We can do this.
Okay.
No.
Animal.
No, we can do it.
He's got this.
Wait. Lock in.
Animal. Where is the animal? Where's
drinking
the animal?
Bottle.
Let's just, describe
hydration.
This animal more.
Prime.
Is the animal in America? Is it an American animal?
Is it an animal?
Australian
Logan
animal.
Paul.
Walking.
Anna, what the hell?
Biting? The ankle bite of 87?
Wait.
What's Markiplier! The,
what? Ankle fire eater. Ants. Ant eater. Fire ants?
Feet.
All right, I give up.
Feet picks.
Ankle biter?
Feet picks.
Ankle what? Biter. Is it, okay, ankle is it a thing? Land animal? Is it a land animal?
Duck. Short king.
How do you not know? Is it a mick? Can it swim?
Alligator. Alligator. Crocodile. King K. Rule. What is it? What is it?
Guys, can someone in the world tell me what a mudang is?
That's it. Oh, no, it's the hippo! It's the hippo, C-Dot!
I looked it up and I saw it was a hippo biting at like a leg.
That was, damn that was it, no, no, me. It's just a baby hippo. It's like super famous right viral. Now. But like, there's a lot of negative stuff too because they're like, it's like not a good zoo apparently that's treating
them. Well, obviously the hippo's reacting that way because it's being like irritated.
Yeah.
I fucking hate dude. That hippo.
You hate the hippo
anyways,
or you hate the people that are treating it?
I'll do one more. I'll do one more before you.
Do you just hate the hippo itself?
I hate
hippos. What's that next?
I'm terrified of hippos. This is not a joke. My worst fear
what's
is a hippo.
What's that next segment, by the way?
Your worst fear is a hippo, dude!
Have you seen Gloria? Would you smash Gloria?
Yeah.
From Madagascar? Yeah. Yeah, so you're not that afraid then. Dude, you can conquer.
Okay, anyways, after this one, we'll all talk about our greatest fears, all right?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
There you go.
Smashing Gloria from Madagascar, dude. That's my greatest fear.
I would.
Well,
I
no,
would
actually, hold
Gloria.
On a second. But
that's
why
too
is she
much
so
for me to handle.
That's I won't be able to do that well. I won't be able to do that one justice.
What? What about
Bond
on her
Paris
Gloria?
Send me a game related one and I'll do it.
Everybody likes Gloria is dumpy.
All right, Seed, I got you. Don't
look
worry.
Up Gloria from behind, Bundun.
I do. I can see. I just looked up Gloria, and I can see enough.
Seed, I'm sending one right now.
I wouldn't. Right. I'm more of a Moto Moto guy, to be honest.
Moto Moto.
Yeah, look up Moto Moto. M-O-T-O space yeah. M-O-T-O.
That's crazy. How
oh,
I got
yeah.
the same
I'm
prompt
a Moto Moto
from
guy
both
too.
Anna and Pear. That is dude. Absolutely wild. Look okay.
Okay.
You know this guy's theme song? Have you heard this guy's theme song, Bundun?
No, we're locking in charades,
wait,
okay?
Listen,
don't
he
ruin
goes,
the
he goes, wait, real quick, he
here
goes,
go.
I like them big, I like them chunky.
Oh, that's all right,
here
all
we go.
Song.
All right.
Yep.
Here we go.
Three words.
W.
Oof. Zach D. Fumes.
W.
Sam
what's
Bucha. Three words. Three words.
W.
Yeah?
Is it W? Okay, so three words, whatever, fine.
First word with W?
Three words.
Okay, so it's just three words.
You guys are throwing.
Subscribe to.
This is the stupidest
Rumble.
Thing ever. Can you? Is it what?
Three words.
Three words.
Give us more than this.
Five.
It can't
ten.
Be, it's gonna be something like a meme, so it can't be lock in because that's
don't
two.
Talk. I'm playing, smashing.
Oh, it's a video game.
Melee.
Super
Smash,
Smash
Bros?
Bros.
Playing Smash Melee.
Persona 5, Royal.
Xenoblade
Chronicles
3.
Xenoblade 3 Chronicles.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Oh, fuck.
That's actually, I think, worst charades round I've ever seen. How did you guys not get that instantly from me putting
shut
up
the
sign?
Shut up. Shut up.
You guys are
you're,
throwing.
Well, you said three words. I didn't.
Yeah. It is.
Next anyway. Next.
I think, we should just listen to the Moto Moto theme song for the rest of the podcast on repeat.
I think, Dano, I think you need to go to a psychiatric ward, personally.
I like them
no, big. I think Dano needs
I
to
like
play
them chunky.
I think, Dano, something, you legitimately something. Need to sit
sing
down
sing that
and play
to Leia.
Xenoblade Chronicles
what 3. Would Leia say that to that, Dano?
She would laugh. She would laugh.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know if I've told this story before, but I was at a sleepover once, and we were watching Atlantis. Like it was like a cartoon movie, and I was playing Smash or Pass with the characters. Leia wasn't there, and one of the people there ended up calling Leia and was like, "Hey, just so you know, your boyfriend is playing Smash or Pass with these characters," which is the stupidest, pettiest thing in the world. Anyway, and then Leia goes, "Yeah, we do that together when we're watching animated movie."
Damn.
It was really
Leia's
yeah.
chill. Sounds like
yeah,
a
dude,
person.
She's the best.
No, that see, I was talking about biggest fears. Did you want
to? Oh
yeah,
biggest fears. Let's do biggest fears.
And then all right. To the
is I will go first. All right.
Mine's
I will go
asking
first
out
the...
a boy.
All right.
Okay,
I'll go
that,
first
what is...
on the biggest fear. All right, guys.
See that, what is
I'm
your biggest
very,
fear?
I'm being very open and vulnerable with you guys right now, and I just really want you to appreciate that. Let me just get settled.
I thought you were about to say like your size and just whip it out, dude. That'd be funny.
No, I would not do that.
How can you be so afraid of that? I think that's just something you're self-conscious of. No, C-Dot is actively afraid. Every time C-Dot takes his pants off, you just,
dude, it's so big. That's why it causes fear across the world, dude.
My biggest fear is the Kool-Aid man.
Are you serious?
Okay, hold on. No, like, serious?
Why?
That guy runs through brick walls.
You could feel like he's gonna smash your wall right now, and says,
"No,
please, don't edit. Please edit right now. Just like Kool-Aid Man just exploding through.
I need fan art of the Kool-Aid Man chasing C-Dot. Wait, C-Dot, what's so scary about him? What's so scary about him? Just
the Kool-Aid Man can never die.
Here's a question: is the Kool-Aid Man the glass or the liquid?
Exactly, he can't die. He's both. It's like a Horcrux.
Ooh. Well, what if you smash
a
glass?
What if you smash a jar and drink the liquid?
Yeah, there you go.
I am the Kool-Aid Man, and I become my worst fear.
All right.
That has to be a good, like, horror movie. Like a realistic Kool-Aid.
Attack on Titan, bro.
But then...
True.
But then you pee him out, right? Into the swimming pool?
No, because then he takes control of your body, and then he doesn't need a bladder, right? Because he's the Kool-Aid Man, so you're just cooked.
He's gonna cut his nape and you're good.
This blanket smells really good. I wonder if it smells like Jay Schlatt.
That's really cool.
What does it smell like?
Anyways, who's
Bam,
next
what's
on
your
the
biggest
fear,
fear
list?
Bam, what's your
okay,
biggest
I have
fear?
Two. I have two. Oh, I have two.
Turning. Okay.
So one is just simple. I actually am pretty scared of heights.
Me too.
As with like a
my
lot
brother,
of people,
dude.
I think.
Mm-hmm. My
like,
brother.
I'll ride a roller coaster, but if it's just like, if I'm at a hotel at the top floor looking down, dude, I get like queasy.
Oh mm-hmm. yeah.
Like
like the like 100 floor hotels or something crazy like that.
I used to be afraid of heights, and now I wasn't for the longest time, and then I went on one of those like drop rides like at Knott's Berry Farm where you go to the top, and I looked down and I was like, "Oh, I don't want to do this." So like I think that's the one exception. That's when I'm afraid of heights, but other than that I'm fine. But yeah, I used to be.
Oh, I actually have another one. Before I get to the funny one. It's also like deep oceans or like
interesting
because I can swim
isn't
but
like
I hate it, dude.
Isn't like less than 1% of the entire world's ocean, like,
yeah,
is that the only percent that's explored? Like, why are we not focusing on the 99?
So I went to Alaska for like Boy Scouts, and we had to like kayak on like a lake, and it was like really deep, and like, dude, like when the waves got like pretty big, dude, it was so scary, dude. I almost shit my pants, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's a bit
I just
crazy
realized
when
Anna
I was in...
wearing a Sonic a Sonic shirt. That's hilarious. I don't know
Sonic
why it's
the Hedgehog
long.
I remember when I was a young little lad I almost got my left foot, this bad boy right here, bitten off by a turtle while I was swimming in water. So that's
a turtle.
I don't go in there. So that's a fun time.
Was it a snapping turtle or just a regular turtle?
It was a snapping
nibbling.
Turtle. Oh, okay. And they caught the folks by the area caught it like a few days later. I'm like,
would you rather, before Pear does their third one, would you guys rather be stranded in space or stranded in the ocean? Like deep sea?
Ocean.
Space.
What? Space, bro, why would you be in space? You're dead.
I hope you know this. If you're in Point Nemo, you're farther away from any humans than in space.
Okay, but what happens if you're not?
Wait, what?
Well, then, I don't know.
Yeah, what if I'm just, like, slightly off the coast of Hawaii, you know?
Well, then, you're still probably fucked.
Yeah, but what if you're in space, bro? What are you...
You'll die a quick death. Oh, you'll die a quick death.
Would you rather burn to death or drown?
This is turning into a would you rather.
Sorry, yeah,
no,
okay,
we're not doing that.
Okay.
That already happened.
What's your next?
Okay, yeah, my third is... okay, I don't know if it's because I'm a YouTuber, but I'm always feared that, like, I'm gonna see like a prankster at like Walmart who's gonna like film me just like being myself, like coming up to me.
Oh, you're
like,
so real for that.
That's
and
you're
I'm
so
just like
real for that.
I just always think it's gonna happen, even though it's never gonna happen. Like I'm worried that like I'm gonna check out at Walmart and they're gonna be like, "Would you like to donate, or would you like to round up to the nearest dollar to donate to the kids with cancer?" And I'm gonna be like, "Nah." And then they're gonna come up and saying, "Hey, look at this guy. He didn't round up."
Dude, speaking of Walmart, I have an irrational fear. It's not like one of my biggest, but I have this irrational fear that, and I can hear, oh my gosh, I'm going to go crazy. Okay. I have an irrational fear. Sorry, my I have an irrational fear at Walmart that somebody is going to steal my basket of groceries before I've paid for it. It's the dumbest thing ever, but like I'm afraid of leaving my basket alone for like more than 5 minutes because I'm afraid that someone's gonna steal my groceries. Like someone would want all the bullshit that I buy, like my packs of Pringles and stuff. And it's like, dude, I could just go
not
get
the
more.
Pringles, dude.
But
isn't that
I don't
just
know why.
Anxiety?
Yeah, yeah. I just have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, Dano, is your biggest fear anxiety itself?
I think I'm just I just have a lot of anxiety as a person. My biggest fear
you
is
should
the future.
Play Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Nice. My biggest fear is the future. It's been for a while. Maybe also.
But Dano, you're living the future right now. You have to think about this.
And
you can't be scared at present day, or else you never move forward, Dano.
I'm not scared of the present day. I'm
saying,
scared of tomorrow. Also,
but the present is the future, Dano.
My loved one's dying before me. That's a fear, so that's why I want to die first. It's very selfish, because I know that they're going to have to feel the pain, but I don't care, because I wouldn't be able to handle it. Yeah, that's about it.
All right.
Dude, wait, guys, look, this is Motomoto dressed up as Mr. Incredible.
Crazy segue. Crazy segue.
That's
cool, awesome.
Man. Yeah, dude. Smash or pass.
I'm in the thick of it. Everybody knows.
Has it made Motomoto dress up as Mr. Beast?
Dude, can we talk about that? Dude, I actually the song. I don't hate that song. I don't understand.
I don't know.
Okay,
about
guys,
no ice,
the last episode, Dano is going to be on the podcast.
And like, it's not a good song, but I don't hate it. Like everybody else thinks it's like the worst thing since
the
Rebecca Black's Friday. Yeah, the KSI song.
You know what's annoying?
It sounds to me. It
sounds
to me
bad, but it's not the worst thing in the world.
I just hate that KSI is just baiting that he hates the comments to farm.
Yeah,
like he's obviously like he obviously does not care. He doesn't care that people are hating on him.
Here's
he's just
my
baiting
take on
you more comments.
Here's my take. Okay, so I don't think this song is good, but I feel like no matter what he drops, it didn't get clowned on because of the Lunchly thing.
That's not true.
But I feel like
he did drop music that was pretty good.
He chose the absolute like worst song to drop though, because it's just like it's the most like Disney song.
That's what I was gonna say. It sounds like the end credits of a Disney song. Like so it doesn't sound bad to me, but it doesn't sound like good, like I don't know, like music or something like that you would expect a YouTuber to drop. So I understand why he's getting clowned on.
Yeah, but he started getting clowned on, and then he's just feeding the fire like on purpose.
But also,
because it's now a TikTok viral song. Like, you know how many artists want TikTok viral songs? Yeah. Like, he's winning. It's actually fucked. I hate it. I hate that that's how you win.
Yeah.
I hate that that's the meta.
The label is copyright claiming anything that uses it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
also,
he's just winning. It's bullshit.
Well done, you're next.
Mine was heights. I don't know what else I'm really scared of.
That's it.
And bugs. Even though I live in Australia, I don't like bugs.
What about murderers?
Yeah. Nah. Dude, I'm fast. But I guarantee you, if it was me versus 100 murderers in a race, I win every time. I'm not even joking.
What if Chucky
I am
was
fast?
Real? What if Freddy Krueger was real?
Dude,
but no, I'd say I outrun like 10 murderers.
What about
that's my level?
What if
who do you
think
the fastest is out of all of us in a race?
Put me on skates. It's easy, but that's obvious.
Okay, not to toot my own horn. I'm not like in shape. Like, I got a little bit of a belly, but I'm also pretty fast because, like, I've done sports my whole life.
Hey, I would beat you in any IRL sport 1v1, and we'll do it when I come to America. Any 1v1.
Not baseball, not American football.
I win.
Okay, listen, I think it's a 100-meter dash.
Trust me.
Wait. I don't know if it's a 50-meter dash or a 100-meter dash, but if I did a race longer than that, you guys would win. But I can do a 50 or a 100-meter dash really fast and then throw up afterwards. But other than that, I'm pretty slow.
We
I'm
should do Rumbleback Olympics, dude.
I'll say my stamina is dog shit.
Mine's worse.
Dude,
mine's worse.
I'm like low top speed, but like I can just go.
We did YouTuber Olympics, but there was only 8 of us and we sucked.
All right, let's
YouTube Olympics, but we all never go outside.
My worst fear is fucking these nails up, and I think it just came to light.
No.
Should we end now?
We have to do Joe's.
Yeah, we
have
to
do
Joe's.
Wait, we have to do Joe's. And then I got one more thing I need to bring up before we end.
Okay.
My biggest fear is working the 9/11 job
I mean, 9-to-5 job, like in the office, you know, like, I've tried it. It's dog shit. Like,
yeah, but you're not.
You know, it's just not.
Oh, I actually respect that. I'm kind of the same.
Valid. Yeah. Well, you might have to, Bundan. Don't say you're not. Like, well, all
nah,
of us,
dude.
Let's
yeah,
say
Bundan's killing it, dude.
Tomorrow.
Dude, Bundan, I have access to Bundan's stats, bro. This month he's been killing it.
No, but it's not even about that. Like, I think, honestly, I think all of, like every single one of us, if you like, you already have shown that you have the ability not to do a 9-to-5. I think you can put that into so many different areas. Yeah. Like everyone, like every one of us has the skill to knock 9-to-5. Yeah, if it's not YouTube, it's YouTubers. Something else that's not 9-to-5. You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, that's why I don't really. Do you know what, dude? Who? Don't be scared of anything. Fuck
like,
fear,
no,
dude.
I mean, in 10 years, you never know what happens. You know. So.
No, but who cares? I'm doing stuff now.
I do
want to
say something. I want
to
say something.
It is good
something.
To have. Okay, Per, can I just do one little thing?
Yes.
You say? Okay. I'd like to say it's okay to have fear at things at the end of the day, because that's where, you know, like bravery and courage actually stems from, which I think is an important thing to have in a modern day world such as ours. But yeah, fear kind of sucks.
Is it brave to do the Undertale genocide route?
Yes. Then I'm the bravest soul out there.
No, going off of what C-Dot says, going off of what C-Dot said, dude, I used to be scared of the dark. And then I swear, dude, day I woke up and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk in the dark hallway. And like, I swear to God, the fear ended.
Yeah. Because we're not actually scared of the dark, right? That's the wrong button.
There is someone living under my bed, though. But
play Silent Hill 2 Remake. True. You're going to be as scared of the dark. All
right, let's start wrapping up. But before we do, I need to say, Bam, can you tell everybody your experience at Arby's?
Oh.
Okay, guys, Arby's, I'm afraid to say it, has the meats.
No,
I went there.
I have no opinion on this topic.
I could eat the Arby burger sandwich, and I enjoyed my time there. I thought
can I hit you with
nice.
The?
It was different.
Bam, can I hit you with a would you rather?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lychees or Arby's?
Lychees, man.
That's
his favorite food, you What
you yeah, but what? And guess who showed him that, Dano? Guess who showed him it? You're looking at him. You're looking at him in the face.
I went to Disney with him.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and
Pear,
he took him to Arby's. I made him addicted to fast food. I gave him a fruit.
Pear, I genuinely think that I have like the only good Arby's restaurant in the world, because I went to like another Arby's that was like slightly far away and it tasted terrible and the meat was like old, and so I made sure went to the one. So I genuinely believe that when you come down here for VidCon that you just need to try this Arby's in particular and then tell me your stance.
I've gone to Arby's before and I got like a roast beef, and then, bro, I swear to God, there was like in the meat there was like a shade of green.
That's
crazy.
Arby's in Texas hits different, man. Oh my god.
Dude, we gotta go. Yeah, Arby's
got the mold flavor.
Yeah.
Joe, are you coming to VidCon next year?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm moving to America.
Are you actually?
Yay!
No, I'm not.
Yo,
maybe.
Oh, I wish.
Hopefully.
Hey, wait, what state? Any idea?
Probably Cali.
Yeah, dude. Bam said that he might move too.
Hey,
Bam might move to Cali too, right?
I'm gonna be straight up. Even though, hey Dano, I should have told you this. Even though I've in Cali before, I'm actually considering moving to San Diego, like, you know, living there for like a
everyone year. Moves to California
because
dude, Bam mentioned
like
he might.
I feel like once you make enough money, I just want to go, you know. Like, I just
can I have
try.
A counter
also,
argument? Can we all
also,
come to
VidCon
Australia?
That's
no, I'm not going to Australia. I don't want
to. We don't have spiders here, Bundan. We don't have spiders.
You're gonna come to
it makes you stronger.
I'm not
they
going
got
to
protein. Sweden. You eat them.
You
can also go
spiders.
To good old,
you ate the
good
spider,
old Canada and live in my.
Nobody cares
luxurious
about Canada.
Igloo.
Anyway, listen.
True.
No, don't do Canada like that, man.
But also, featured creator forms are out there for VidCon. So everyone, if you haven't signed up, I sent it. Y'all better have done it.
Mm-hmm. All of the viewers of this, go and reply to all of the VidCon tweets and say, we want Rumble Pack. Or like, list each of us by name.
Dana,
and say, I want
out.
This.
No,
as
not
a
the
feature.
Nipple.
Dana,
not the nipple.
Dana, sure. Nipples. Out. That's
nipple.
Where we end it. These are my nails, guys.
Bye.
Show your nails,
Bam,
quick.
Yeah, everyone show their nails. Show their nails.
Yeah, I'm self-conscious of my tiny nipples.
Did you paint your nails, C-Dot?
Wait, I wasn't able to dance.
No, my nails are...
Yo, Bam!
Ooh, okay, Bam is...
Dude, I like yours is edgy, but I'm too happy, dancing. I think.
Guys, dude, look, no, Pear's dancing. Guys, we all need to dance. Look, Pear's dancing.
Yeah.
Let's all dance to end the episode out. Let's have a dance party.
It's a dance party ending.
Pear, get someone to comment. If you made it this far, say what Pear says right now in the comments.
Use code PAIR in the Fortnite item shop.
Oh, fuck. Oh, goodness. Gracious.